Thank you for joining us, and happy birthday, by the way.
Yep, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Has it been a happy birthday? Kind of a weird week, I would imagine, for you.
Yeah, it's been a little weird, but my son came running in the room at 6 a.m. To wake me up, and I was trying to sleep in a little bit, but he wanted nothing to do with that. He knew it was my birthday, so it's been a great day to spend time with family, and I folded some clothes, put my clothes away. I'm just enjoying my...
All right, so we were up in Modesto the other day talking to some Raider fans, and you kind of did a little dance for them on stage. How's your leg feeling? Everybody wants to know. We know how it feels, but let everybody at home know how it feels.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Last night, I was walking around the house, and I looked up and, like, saw the ceiling. And I was like, oh, that'd be fun. I just jumped up to try and touch it. It was a 10-foot ceiling. I almost hit my head. I had to just slap
it. Your head. Okay. That's a little exaggeration, Raider fans, but I think he's fine.
No, it's good to go. I'll be full go once April 17th hits.
Well, I'm going to jump right into it, man. You guys are going to be moving in a few years to Las Vegas. Were you going to say to fans when they ask you, do you feel like you're betraying us or anything? Do you have your response to fans talking to them to the next couple of years?
Yeah, no, like if they ever think, are you betraying us or anything like that, I say you could just, come watch us play ball. That's what I'm focused on. It's not going to be for a couple of years. Obviously, the news, like, hurts and things like that. Obviously, everything that I was feeling, I expressed in that little page of notes that I wrote. And, that's really how I was feeling. But when it really comes down to it, you can come watch us play ball and you can see if we're, trying to let anybody down. That's the last thing we're trying to do. We're going to go out there, we're going to compete, and we're going to try and win football games because that's what's important right now.
What have you heard from Raiders fans that are there in the Bay Area as far as whether or not they're going to stick with you guys, or what's the general feeling up there as far as you understand it?
Yeah, I think that I think there was maybe like two jackets and like three hats left by the facility. And that just tells you that, Raider fans are loyal. Let Raider fans stay true no matter what. It wasn't a big parade or a big party to, kick us out or anything like that. Raider fans are everywhere. And like I said, we're resilient. We're tough. We're rowdy. That's just who we are. And it doesn't matter what happens to us. It doesn't matter if it's hard times or tough times or really good times. We're Raiders and we stay together. Everyone's just staying tough. And, we're really just going to go through it together. And it's just going to be a fun ride. It's going to be another thing that, we just got to deal with.
I know Raider Nation's resilient. I was with you. I've seen how loyal the fans are. I mean, from Bakersfield, California, it's the same distance to Vegas. So I think the Raider Nation will travel. And speaking of Raider Nation traveling, if you need to purchase a home in Vegas before you guys get there, I know it's a couple years away, I'd gladly stay there for you. So if you find something really nice, me and Austin and Ty will come up there. We'll watch out for it on the weekend and take good care of it, bro. So thanks for joining us, brother.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, and by the way, you will find something nice. I checked on Zillow last night. You are going to get hooked up there in Vegas from a real estate standpoint.
Lazy River, bro. Lazy River.
Thank you.